Nolte, Joe Biden is so worried about losing to Trump he defiled Easter. By John Nolte on April 2, 2024. Joe Biden is so worried about losing the 2024 presidential campaign that he abused his presidential power to turn the holiest day on the Christian calendar into something sacrilegious. On no less than Good Friday, Joe Biden proclaimed that March 31, which is Easter Sunday this year, would be Transgender Day of Visibility. Of course, some Democrats are now lying with the absurd claim that no one at the White House knew March 31 was Easter. Apparently, they want us to forget that Biden identifies as Catholic. Or maybe Democrats and their media allies have decided that if they are going to lie so blatantly, they might as well troll normal people with the audacity of their lies. Anyway, if you brush away the lies and the legitimate outrage over this disgusting White House attack on decency and Christianity and Christ himself, what remains is what interests me most. And that's a president of the United States so desperate to win re-election he's willing to sell his soul. You see, that's how it works, selling your soul, I mean. It's not like the movies. Satan doesn't appear in a puff of smoke to offer you everything you want if you sign on the dotted line. In the real world, the selling of one's soul is usually incremental and hardly even noticeable, even to the seller. You lose your soul by committing sins, large and small, to get something you want. And then you rationalize your sins using words like pragmatism and compromise. What Biden did over the weekend went well beyond pragmatism or compromise. To boost his re-election chances, Biden deliberately defiled the most important day in Christendom. He abused his power as the American president to smear Easter with the horrific sin of the transsexual/transvestite movement, a movement that seeks to normalize mental illness at the expense of the mentally ill, and sexual perversions and turn the grooming and permanent physical mutilation of small children into a civil rights cause. The good news is that Biden is just that desperate. Defiling Easter Sunday is the worst kind of base politics, but it is still base politics. And when a politician is desperate and scared, he runs to his base. The political move here is obvious. By deliberately and shamelessly desecrating Easter, Biden hopes to firm up a far-left base made up of millions of bigoted leftists who despise Christians and love to see us insulted and demeaned. Why? Because Biden's worried these people will not show up in November to vote for him. He's so worried. He's willing to risk his eternal soul. A president in good re-election shape doesn't worry about his base of support. A president coasting to re-election already has his base with him. And when your base is with you, a Democrat president can pretend to be moderate and reasonable to attract persuadable voters in the middle. Biden is in so much electoral trouble he can't do that. Biden is so worried about losing to Donald Trump that he's risking eternal damnation. I've never seen anything like it. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Too many writers have a trite vision of heaven, but I found both versions of heaven that you came up with. Doreen's version of heaven as a campground with the Arthurs and Mason's version with Doreen and Hokey, to be true to those characters and sublime. Reader email. After your purchase, email jjmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.